AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. Tropical Storm Erica is lashing Puerto Rico with heavy rains and wind. It arrived after causing problems in the island of Dominica. Devastating floods there claimed four lives, left some 20 people missing. Meanwhile, in the Pacific, Ignacio strengthened into a hurricane, but it's still more than 1,000 miles from Hilo, Hawaii. President Obama was in New Orleans Thursday, celebrating the strides that city has made in the 10 years since Hurricane Katrina struck.
In historic Treme, one of the oldest African-American neighborhoods in America, the president went door to door, marveling at how much better it looks.
A new school in that direction, a new community center in that direction.
Treme was swamped by Katrina, but its public housing's been knocked down and rebuilt using federal grants.
Everything looks great.
Obama called it a testament to the Big Easy spirit, but stresses poverty and violence are still a problem.
Just because the houses are nice doesn't mean our job's done.
Mark Smith at the White House.
Campus police are investigating a shooting at Savannah State University that left one person injured and prompted a lockdown. That lockdown was lifted around midnight. Jurors in the morning will resume weighing the credibility of two teens and other evidence in a case in which prosecutors say an 18-year-old senior raped a freshman as part of a culture of sexual conquest at an elite New Hampshire prep school.
The key thing here is that if the jury believes there was intercourse, they can convict him of those six sex assault charges, and he would be facing some serious time. If they don't believe there was intercourse and they're unanimous in their verdict, then he is just left with some misdemeanor charges.
AP correspondent Lynn Tuohy. This is AP Radio News. Asian stocks extend the global market rally and a strong report on U.S. economic growth. Amgen wins approval for the second medicine in a new class of biotech drugs that reduce cholesterol more than older statin drugs.
The drug Repatha could eventually help millions of Americans who face increased risks of heart disease because they can't control their cholesterol with existing drugs. But concerns about the medication's price tag, $14,100 per year, and long-term benefits will likely limit its use in the near term. Amgen priced the drug slightly below a similar drug, Praluent, which costs $14,600 per year. Ross Simpson, Washington.
The fabled Goodyear blimp is retiring, sort of. The nation's three blimps are being replaced by larger, semi-rigid dirigibles. The big helium-filled balloons that carry them aloft won't go flat when the gas is drained. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.